Hey, super quick before we get into this week's episode. If you'd love a load of guides on how to generate more leads, how to chase sales, Canva graphics for your social media, Facebook ads copy, and so much more for free, simply head over to thefitproportal.com/free. Anyway, let's dive into this week's episode. Morning, guys, and welcome to a brand new FitPro Lead Gen podcast. Today we have a guest interview, Barry, all the way from Carlisle. How is it up north, Barry?
It's fabulous. Thank you very much, David. Appreciate you having us on today. But no, it's a beautiful day, which is very rare for Carlisle. There's no rain in sight. So, yeah, today's a good day.
You might actually be the first ever person I've ever spoken to from Carlisle.
Okay. Yeah, well, there's a lot of us. But I'm eclectic of Carlisle, a little bit of Liverpool. There's a little bit of the Northwest. In his show, but Carlisle's more on that.
I could definitely see the dodgy t-shirt hanging up there with the Liverpool t-shirt.
That's my signed Jurgen Klopp shirt for my 40th birthday for my wife.
Cool. Anyway, today we're going to talk about how we can add extra revenue streams to your fitness business. But before we do dive in, who is Barry? And tell us a little bit more about Barry Mark PT and everything that you're kind of doing. So how did you get started initially?
Yeah, so I started back in 2007. So this is my 16th year in the industry now. I've been around fitness all my life. I've always trained. I was schoolboy footballer at Carlisle United as a kid up until I was injured at 16. So training has been part of my life. My dad trained. My dad's done multiple marathons and always remember him throwing weights around the garden. So I've been surrounded by fitness all my life. And when I got to the age of 30, I used to have pubs and clubs. And at the age of 30, I decided to turn my hobby, which was obviously training, into my business. So I was a part-time PE teaching assistant in a local secondary school after I'd sold my pubs and clubs. And then I transitioned basically from, I had the option to become a full-time teacher, but I decided to concentrate on my PT business, and I never looked back from there. So now it's 16 years.
For people in that position then, who are kind of in between PT and a job, or they're thinking of going and they're just not sure, what made it click and say, like, this is the right time to do it, or I really should do this?
It's probably a bit of a cliche, David, but when I train people, even now, 16 years down the line, it doesn't feel like it's work. The stuff in the back office that I do now, that's the work. Actually being on the gym floor training clients, to me, that's a privilege, and I never take it for granted every day. So when I was in that right at the start, with all the things that a teacher has to do, what you've got the things that a PT has to do, and I knew which one I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I want to be the first retired personal trainer that I know. That's my aim. So I want to retire as a personal trainer at whatever stage of my life that's going to be. My father-in-law, he's in his 80s. He's a barber. He's been a barber since he was 14. They'll take him out at the barber shop on his last day. It'll be cutting hair forever. That's me. That's why I want to be in the gym.
So, nice. Okay, so you decided to not do the school route and all that. You decided to become a PT. What kind of happened there then?
Yeah, so I was slowly building up my client base. I was starting at 4 or 5 in the morning, going into the school, training some of the staff, or going into people's houses and training them before school. I'd start my school job, and then I'd finish that in the afternoon, go and train some clients, come back and look after the fitness provision at night. Once the normal provision had finished, I was doing some PT, and I just kept building up my client base until I had enough clients. I ended up going into DW back in the day before it changed, and paying my rent in DW. And when I had enough clients to have the choice between full-time PE teacher or full-time trainer, I just backed myself to get the clients that I needed to become a full-time trainer. And within a month of doing that, I filled my client base up. And I was in DW all the time as a freelancer, paying my £500 a month rent as it was then. So yeah. I look at the rent I pay now on my premises and I think, God, I had it lucky back then. But at the time, it was a lot of money, £500 a month, when you're just you know, back in the early days. But yeah, never looked back. DW was where I was became a full time trainer for my clients. Shifted myself over to America for a while in 2012 to learn off the best strength coaches in New York and Chicago. I'm a big kettlebell man, follow RKC kettlebell, so that's how I really got my name in my local city. I've been the kettlebell guy. So focused on getting well known for one thing, which is my kettlebells. And then I managed to just keep building my client base up. Went to America, learned some more, came back, opened my first little studio in 2013. Started to have a waiting list of clients, so took a member of staff on to help us service my waiting list, built them up, and then it just kind of went from there to where we're at now today. Fast forward to 2023, I've got my facility just across the courtyard there, where we train about 200 clients a week, a month, in one-to-one, semi-private and group PT. Average spend, you know, is average stay with us is about 5.5 years. So we're super lucky that when we get clients, we keep them really keen on retention, is what we focus on, customer service. And now, with over the last few years, we've been doing what I've been doing. I'm fortunate enough to be a fitness business coach for the Fitness Business Development Academy with Nikki Savelle. And the start of this year, I launched the FAT method in the UK and Ireland with Eric Ruth and Kevin Belushi from America. So yeah, busy, and I love it. It's great.
Nice. So let's go back to the retention thing that you mentioned a minute ago. Like, people listening to this are going to think 5.5 years. He's just pulled that out of the air. Explain to us how you've managed to keep people for 5 years and what retention strategies are you using to obviously keep people for that length of time.
Yeah, it's honestly, I have a saying in the staff meetings: train everyone like it's your mum. Treat everyone like it's your own mum. People can go and spend money anywhere now. Fitness can be online. It can be, you know, we were the first original personal training facility in our city, but there's now another two or three that are just copycats of what we've done. They're trying to piggyback on the back of us. But we're on a business park on the edge of the city, so we're not in the middle of the city centre. We're on the edge. You've got to come and travel to us if you want to come. And I tell the guys, focus on being the best personal training facility on Haddonbury Green Business Park. If we do that, we'll be fine. Anyone who walks through our doors, we train them like train your mum. How do you want your mum treated when she goes somewhere to spend the hard-earned money? And if we can focus on always keep that in mind, then we'll be all right. But a lot of it's about communication with the clients, David. Everyone trains for different reasons. And I speak to a lot of fitness business owners on a weekly basis. They sometimes forget as to ask what results look like for a client. We automatically assume we know as coaches what they want, but is it physical results, weight loss, muscle gain? You know, are they coming for the mental benefits of exercise? Are they coming because they want the community? Yeah, all these different things. Most people come for results, but stay for the community. You know, that's a well-versed saying in the industry. But it's true when you get it right, and you've got to build that. We don't take anyone on as a client. You know, you've got to get through the do an in-person tour and consultation. We then offer a trial period. And if at any point it doesn't fit for either one of us, we can shake our hands and walk away. And we make that clear from our first communications. So
we've had a couple of people on the podcast over the last couple of weeks, actually, and they've been talking a lot about rejecting clients. And often, like, if you're brand new to the industry, you're probably thinking, wow, who turns away clients? Who says, I don't want you as a client anymore? How difficult was it initially, and how easy has it become now as you practice turning clients away?
Yeah, initially it was difficult because we needed the money. You know, it's hard to turn down the money when you know, especially when we moved into our moving facilities, you know, you want to train everybody you can. Fortunately now, we're a long time in it, and we have a good monthly recurring revenue. And it's slightly easier to go, you know what, you're not the right fit for us. We've spent 16 years building up the community of people that we've got now. One person can ruin it, just like that. Yeah. So this is why we do the trial period. My staff understand the values and ethos we hold as a business, which is key. And we hire and fire clients and staff by the values and ethos we hold as a business. I won't go into that because it's huge, but it's about respect. You know, respecting the clients that you're training with, respecting the staff that are training you. And you know, there's a lot of people get into fitness because it's a hobby, like I did all them years ago. But I decided to be the most professional trainer I could be. And I try and get my staff to follow that lead, and the clients, they're all busy professionals. We charge £199 to £600 a month. So we want them to appreciate and value the service that we hold and we give to them. And they understand that. They see it from the minute they walk in the facility. You know, it's not a normal gym. It's clean, tidy. There's leather couches, a big fish tank. There's, you know, it looks the part. And they see the value for money and why they're paying our prices compared to others, and we make sure we treat them accordingly.
Nice. And that's kind of like a real big thing to separate you. Like, you have your ethos or core values or your branding, and it really does separate you from the rest. So how did you kind of develop your ethos and the core values for the people who are kind of like still on the line and they're unsure kind of what it means and why they should be implementing these type of things?
I try and explain to them what we're all about and why I started it back in the day, why I became a trainer, why my trainers have bought into the vision and the values and ethos of the business. And we have it displayed on the wall on the TV, so it's front and center. They have to sign a personal training promise as part of their onboarding sequence with us. You know, they've got to read through the personal training promise, which is basically the things that we want in a client and what they expect from us and what we expect from them. So they're seeing it right from the off, Derby. They're seeing it from that first, second interaction with us. So, you know, the first interaction will be us contacting them when they've submitted their information. The second one is a phone call inviting them down for a consultation. And all the time we're cementing, we're talking long-term language. We're not talking quick fixes or, you know, six-week challenges, or we're talking our clients there for years. You know, this is what we do, this is what we do. From the first conversations, from the first messages, some are automated, some are not. Everything is it's a language you use and the terminology. So
let's look at a different angle then, staff. So you have your core values, your ethos, your belief in how everything should be done, how the business is presented. And then you bring fresh staff in and you start to coach them and they get it. But then as time goes by, and you will have definitely had it, people have started to slip, standards have started to drop, and they're not following the same path that you want them to be on. How are you getting them back in line, back showing not just respect to you, but following the brand, and then at the worst, then having to get rid of them if they can't get back?
So every single staff member we've ever taken on in the last probably 6 years has had to do a 90-day trial with us before we've even offered them a job. And we're lucky that we've been able to do that. But they come in and do a 30-day trial as a client. So come and see what it's like to be a client of the business first. You get treated exactly the same as a client. And in that first 30 days, we'll tell all the clients that are in, right, David's a potential new trainer with us. He's wanting to start working for us. He's going to be coming on trial. And when he's been in a session, I'll phone the clients up. Right, what did you think of David? He was in your session today at 6 o'clock. Yeah, and I'm looking at how you're interacting with the clients. I'm looking at if you're coming in early or you're walking through the door, bang on when the session starts, or you're running in 2 minutes after the session started. Are you running out the door straight away and not interacting or having that social chat with people at the end of the session, or are you in a rush? How do you train? You know, we're looking at all these different elements. And for that first 30 days, the clients decide whether David, the personal trainer, should progress into the next 30 days of the 90. So 30 days, come and try us as a client. The clients then decide, oh yeah, he's a lovely guy, really nice fella, we're watching your behavior, we move you to days 31 to 60. 31 to 60, you're shadowing the staff. You're not training anybody. You're just helping out. You're in the session with the team. You're in the office with the team. you know, you're seeing what we do and how we do it. You're listening to, you're coming into our staff training every Friday. We have staff training every Friday for 3 hours, where we're either getting better at session delivery and being personal trainers, or we're getting better at business. So we do that for the next 31 to 60 days. At the end of that, the team are having a conversation, and they're deciding if this person would fit in with the team and the team ethics and the team values. If that's a yes, day 61 to 90, you're in the diary, you're coaching people, and you're going to show us what you made of as a personal trainer. And at the end of that 90 days, it used to be me, but now it's me and Josh, my head PT, who's been with me 8 years. We then look at all the feedback over the 90 days and then decide if you've got a job with us or not. If we haven't, we'll give you the feedback on why not and what you need to do to improve to come back to us. Just so you know, just it can be accelerated or decelerated for that purpose as well. If we see someone who we know within a couple of weeks of the trial or he's going to fit in, we can accelerate things a little bit. We tend not to do that very often. And the once or twice we have done that, we've made a mistake, so we don't do it anymore. So we learned.
Hey, it's going to pause it there for literally 2 seconds. If you're loving this week's episode, please let us know in the comments below and don't forget to subscribe. The more people we can get subscribing, the bigger guests we can get and the more people we can help with the content being shared. Anyway, let's dive back into today's episode.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things. I'm not sure where I read it, but it was like for the first 12 weeks, you'll only see one side of a person. It will be their best side. It will be everything. They're turning up on time. They're doing their best. And then from week 12, like you say, to week 24, they then start to see a lot about them. And then like beyond that 3 month mark, that's where they start to reveal themselves. And then once they get past like the 6 month mark, that's the real selves then. And once they're in 6 months, then it's too late to kind of get rid of them because they're already like under the table. So like you say, these processes make such a difference in getting the right staff members in.
Every month, Josh will meet the staff on an individual basis for an hour. We have a map of their career progression with us and what they want to do outside the gym. And we ensure that they've got, you know, are they happy at home, are they happy at work? These are the questions that we always ask. On a happiness score, how happy are you out of 10? If that happiness score drops below 8, I need to know, because I want to know if I can help them either at home or at work. So we always ask, you know, how happy are you today? How happy are you this week? What are your energy levels like today? How are we feeling? I'm in a small team now. There's only 5 of us. So we've had more, but we've cut back and we've got a team of really good individuals now with different strengths. But and then on the third month, I'll meet them. So Josh will do 2 months, I'll do the third month. We look after them. We look after them. And at the minute, the team that we've got now are fully ingrained in the vision and the vision for the business and what we want to achieve this year in the personal training side of things. They all know about the other things that I've got going on, the business coaching and the FAT method, because we get clients come up to see the gym and what we do. You know, and we value that. That people are happy to come up and spend time in our gym to see what we do and how we deliver semi-private PT that we do and everything else. So.
Nice. So I've got a studio. It's been going for 2 or 3 years now, and I'm kind of just stuck at around 100, 120 clients, and then my income's just not really growing. A couple come in, a couple leave, a staff member comes, a staff member goes, and I'm just not going anywhere. Let's talk about adding additional revenue streams then to the business. What would be some of the most simple ones that we could set up, just really quickly?
Often, the biggest thing that when I'm looking at with my business coaching clients, most of us undercharge for our services. You'll have seen this with the history and the background you've got. You know, can you charge more for your services? It's the first thing I always go to when I'm talking to clients that are struggling to get past a certain point. You know, what can you do to increase your prices? You know, without necessarily adding more to your service if you're undercharging. 120, not. We're actually trying to get less clients at the minute, which sounds bizarre for a personal training business, but we're actually trying to come down in clients with a higher price per head per client, yeah, and a higher lifetime value. And it's something that we're focusing on. But a lot of gyms think more clients means more money. Better clients means more money.
Yeah, more clients means more headaches.
Yeah, I know as well from the things I've done in the last 12, 18 months, more clients can be more headaches. So sometimes it's better to get less clients, but offer a better service at the value. So think about that. Don't chase. I chased numbers in here for the first few years. I need 250 members. I need 250 clients. And when I actually sat and properly did my KPIs and understood my maths better and got better at the business side of things, I actually realised I didn't need to chase 250 clients because I kept chasing the last 50 away.
Yeah.
So get better clients who are prepared to pay you more money and value your service. You can upsell nutrition, you can upsell mindset programs, you can upsell accelerator packages and these things that we've done over the years. You can do all that. Just for argument's sake, my 30-day trial that we used to do for years started off at £49. When I finished the 30-day trial just a couple of months ago, it was £199. It's the same thing. But we sold it at £49. Then we sold it at 59, 79, 99.
Yeah.
Because we kept selling it, I kept being able to pump the price up. So
let's look at that then. So someone's listening to this and they think, you know what, I really do need to put my prices up. I've been up £50 a month now for the last like 3 or 4 years, and I've got all these clients and it's just not working. I've done the maths and you know what, I should actually be charging £150 a month. That's less clients and the same amount of money. Yeah. How does someone now go and approach their clients and tell them, hey guys, you're now going to be paying three times more a month?
If you've only got 50 clients, you can do this. I would be doing it individually rather than sending out a mass email. I would look at everyone's memberships and see how the memberships, the behavior of the memberships, do they train at the same time all the time? Can you say, look, I'm going to be putting the prices up, but I'm going to guarantee you get booked into that 6 a.m. session every single week, three times a week. You won't have to book it. It's going to be pre-booked for you. Yeah. You might, 50 to 150 quid is a big jump, isn't it? If someone said that to me, I'd be worried. But what you could say is, look, it's going up. It's going up over the next 3 months. I'm going to step it up for you. Yeah. I want you to see the value in the service that I give you. So for next month, it's going to be 50. All right. But the month after, it's going to be 100. The month after, it's going to be 150. If that's the price you've kind of set, you know. But people forget, I'm in the personal training business. So you're an individual client to me, David. What is your circumstances? What are you with me for? What can you do? What can I do to help you? I'm here to serve you. It's my job. Yeah. So treat everyone as an individual basis. And if you keep that in mind, you tend to have a better conversation with your client.
But what about those that have read posts and listened to mentors and before, and they've said, keep your original clients at the same price, don't bump them up. And then you're going to be stuck with these people at £50 a month forever.
So if you feel like you're stuck with them and it annoys you, you either need to move them on or put the prices up. If you're happy with the value exchange and that person's giving you, you know, we've got some members on some low prices, but they are the soul of the gym. The heartbeat of the gym is my staff. We keep it pumping and keep it moving. My clients are the soul. Yeah. We do community events all the time. We raise money for two charities with a patron of the local kids' youth zone, the underprivileged kids in the city, and we raise money for ovarian cancer. I couldn't do that without their support because they come to every event. We're super lucky to have a great bunch of members because we've built that up over years. But if I ask for some of them to pay me £199 a month, David, I know from conversation after conversation they're on the limit now. But these guys are the ones that are making cakes for the cake still. They're checking in on Facebook with photographs and videos every single day. They're the soul of the gym. And I'm not prepared to rip out the soul of my gym after 16 years of building it up where it is now. So I'm happy that at the time when they came to us, that was what we agreed. I'm happy with that exchange. If it comes to a point where I'm not, then we have a conversation and they might have to leave. But we're all, where people support us through the pandemic, you know, people have been with us a long time. It's just, are you happy with the value exchange? If you are, go for it. So we're the clients that we're trying to get now, we're looking at on our KPI sheets, how we're only adding them on our sheets if they're paying us £199 or above. we're looking for, you know, X amount of clients at that price point. The ones who are paying us 120, whatever it is, on an older membership, I'm happy.
Yeah, that is the tough one there. Like you say, the people that supported you through those crazy periods of lockdowns and stuff.
Do you remember them days?
they were shocking. And you do those Zoom sessions, like one or two people turn up and you're doing a session, it's like two people and the rest are just like chilling at home and stuff. But what we did in that one, obviously we increased the price for anybody new. But then we told everybody in 3 months' time, everybody's price is going up. And we kept it simple by £5 a week. We said, we really appreciate you that you supported us through all the times, the bad times and everything that's going on. But bills are just going up, like rent's going up, business rates are shooting up now and everything. We're just going to increase it by £5 a month, £5 a week for all of you guys. Anybody new, they're going to be paying this price. Yeah. And I think we had one person moan out of like 120 clients when we told them that. And it's surprising. I mean, if it's not a significant jump and you explain the reasons why, a lot of people kind of understand that you're a small business and they're happy to pay that little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely. Like I said, treat them all on an individual basis. Do it. You know, we have a nice letter that goes out to the individual, explaining what they're on now, what they get, what they would become, what would be getting if they were coming in as a new member. Like I say, it's not easy, especially when you've got a lot of loyal clients, but we just treat everyone as an individual. And because we're always having conversations with them and we're understanding where they're at, because people come for different reasons and we're always asking them to reevaluate what they're with us for and why they're with us. Are you still here for weight loss? Have you achieved that now? Are you happy? What you're staying for, you know, and when you have them conversations on a regular basis with your client, you get to understand them a bit better and you can deal with them as an individual.
Okay, so we've talked about increasing prices, we've talked about nutrition courses, you mentioned an accelerator. What is an accelerator for those people who are unsure about that term and what it even is?
Our accelerator, when we've done it in the past, is always 3 months a year, January, May and September, where for normally about 8 weeks, we would get the client to hold themselves to a session amount every month. So can you hit 3 sessions a week? That's our gold standard. Our gym, we have a club called the Magic 12. If you hit 12 sessions a month, every month, you get put into the Magic 12 club and we shout about you on Facebook. And you get a high five and a well done in the gym and your name's upon the Magic 12 board. Okay? Because I know if you come 3 times a week, follow the advice that we give you about whether it's nutrition or, you know, mindset, whatever it is you come for. If you come 3 times a week, you're going to see results with us. So Magic 12. So the accelerator in January, May, September is basically a bigger version of that. You promise to do X amount of sessions per week for 8 weeks. We give you a personalized nutrition program. That might be something as simple as a calorie target to stick to. It might be something as simple as we need you to aim for 3 hits of protein every day. Again, it's personalized, it's individual. And we've charged anything from £49 for that up to £99 as we did it over the years. And at £49, I think the best one we ever had was 150 people bought into it in the first time we did it. Yeah. So at £49, it was enough that they were all happy to purchase it. Some of the results they got were incredible. And then they made them realise, and this is where the Magic 12 Club was born from, that a few years back, that, you know, if you actually just commit to 3 sessions a week, commit to eating healthy 5 days a week, you will see the results that you're coming for. You don't have to be tracking food in MyFitnessPal. You don't have to be measuring and weighing your lettuce and your tomatoes. You know, it doesn't have to be that. It can be sometimes just as simple as train 3 times a week, eat healthy 5 days a week, relax a little bit on the weekend, let's see what happens. So the accelerator is at the times when you know that there's always an influx of new clients or people looking to join a gym. And we use that as a motivational tool to say, right, come on, and if you're in, let's really hit this hard in May time for the summer and then September for, you know, kids going back to school and things like that.
So just to confirm, they're paying their standard membership, and then this is an additional one-time fee for this extra bolt-on on top.
Yeah.
And for anybody that hasn't done it, honestly, it makes such a difference. So like with our studio, we were never a results studio. We were more of a community, a place to get away. Your best hour of the day was at our studio, but it wasn't a results studio, which meant we weren't ever posting loads of success, like before and after pictures. When we did these, like you say, 8 weeks, picture at the start, picture at the end, and because it was so focused for that 8 weeks, that's where we got our transformations, our success story pictures and stuff. And it, like you say, an additional revenue, extra 150 people paying you an extra £49 for that extra 8 weeks.
Big difference. Like I said, we call it accelerator. And we just session target, calorie target, or personal nutrition target, whatever it was, depending on the individual. You know, protein amount. Those three things alone. You know, keep it simple. Watch what happens, and you'd be amazed. And just set it at a price that you're comfortable with. That, you know, I talk about reverse engineering. What do you need? Are you short for a month? Are you struggling to make a payroll? Are you struggling to make your rent? What do you need? I need £3,000. Do you think you could sell 30? Yeah. Well, go and sell 30, you know. 30. Whatever it is you want to do, however much you want to make, try and reverse engineer backwards and try and fix the price that you know you'll sell at to your client base that you understand better than anybody.
Nice. So we've talked about increasing prices, accelerators, nutrition packs, all these other stuff. So tell us, what is the one thing that you suggest people should add on to their business now then?
This. Right behind us. It's been flashing away for our call. No, I'll tell you a little bit, give you some context on what the FAT method is and how I've come across it. So at the back end of last year, I decided to offer part of my business to my head PT, Josh. So Josh is 25-year-old. He knocked on my office door as a young 17-year-old, worked to be a personal trainer. So I've been lucky enough, that's one of the best things that's ever happened to my business is Josh coming into the door. Values, ethos, everything nailed on to what we're all about. So back in the last year, I wanted to thank him for his 8 years of service. So I've given him a share of my business. To do that, obviously I'm losing a little bit of income to Josh. I'm quite happy with that. But I wanted to do something on the side. We all went online during lockdown, everything, you know, so online has grown. But I didn't want to be an online trainer as such, but I wanted a delivery method that was online, if that makes sense. I don't want to be, I didn't want it to be time intensive. I've got two little girls, 3 and 5. So, you know, my time is precious to me. So I didn't want a business to take up a huge amount of time. So I've got a couple of mentors in America, like I mentioned, from my travels and things. And they will point me in the direction of this thing called the FAT method. Last year, I had a tough year. Last year, I lost my mum to ovarian cancer the previous year before. Set up a new business last year that put me in a bad place health-wise because I was working too much. I was getting stressed. It was really, really hard. We talked about that previously. And I was struggling last year. So I did the program, the FAT method program myself at the back end of last year. And the results were fantastic for me personally. It gave me a new focus on my own training and my own nutrition. Without having to overcomplicate things, because I've done the whole calorie counting, and you know, I've been the fitness model back in the day, standing on the body power stage with 5% body fat, feeling awful. Done all that. I'm 47 now. I've got 2 kids, and I don't have the time for that anymore. So the FAT method came along at the right time. So I did it. Went from a 36 waist, which was the biggest I've been in my life, back into a 32 inch jeans. Happy. Felt better. Like, right, this is the one I'm going to give to my clients. This is my new business. So the FAT method stands for fasting, accountability, and training. So we basically teach our clients how to fast with all the science behind it. We give them an 8-week strength training program that can do at home, or if they're near your facility, they can come in and train with you. So that increases your membership, gets new people through the door. And you're giving them the accountability through a weekly Zoom call, Facebook group, and all the things that you would expect for accountability. So I took the license from Eric and Kevin, Eric Roos and Kevin Volusi over in America. I took the license off them and paid them for the year. Set off my first course in January and made £5,000 in the first course. Selling it to the clients of my gym to start off with. So super lucky. A lot of people bought into it because it was me. I didn't tell anyone it was fasting because I was worried that it might put a few people off. 4 weeks in, I asked them all on the Zoom call that I do it once a week with them. If you knew it was fasting, would you have done it? And they all said no. And every single one of them said, but we gathered we did, because the results have been nothing short of incredible. In terms of weight loss, in terms of all the benefits of fasting and the fasting brings, in terms of better sleep, more energy, a lot of the ladies less menopause symptoms and reduced symptoms. Everything that the FAT method was told it would do, to on a client perspective, it has done and more. For my business, for me looking at something else to do, it's now generating me a revenue stream without really driving anything hard. I'm not running many Facebook ads, just into a free group, then I try and sell from there. So two courses in, Eric and Kevin in America were like, this is really cool, what you're doing over there. And we spoke about being the face of it in the UK and Ireland. So now I license postcode areas to other fitness professionals with the FAT method. It's a business in a box that you can unpack, attach to your business, or have it as a standalone business, as I do, or have it as a hybrid version. And you can generate some tremendous sums, which the guys are currently doing either in America or in the UK and Ireland, some fantastic numbers. Kevin, who launched the program, he was in the same position as me, to be honest, David. He's a part-time PE teacher in high school in America. And he's a PT on part time. He's made $250,000 a year from this program over in the States. He's got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of American clients through the program. So, and it's the most powerful and impactful weight loss program I've seen in terms of client results and client feedback. It's been fantastic, which is what I really bought into it for. And the guys who were delivering it in the UK now, the first few are just kind of coming at the back end of their first few courses, and the testimonials we're receiving of clients on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, again, fantastic. And the matching hours and some exceeding what we got. So it's a really impactful tool for your business.
Hey, just going to pause it there really quickly. If you know any guests that would love to feature, or if you yourself would like to feature on one of these episodes, do let us know by reaching out or letting us know in the comments. Anyway, let's get back into the episode. So you said it can either be a bolt-on or it can actually be the whole of the business. So if someone's new to running a fitness business, or they don't really have their own training style in their studio right now, they could potentially jump on this and just use this as their main coaching program rather than being it an actual add-on or bolt-on.
Yes, we give them everything. We give them, it's a business in the box. We give you everything you need to set up, operate and market and run your business. And in the first 12 months, we coach you for a year on how to do that as well and give you the support for 12 months as part of your license fee that you pay every month to us. So how to fast start, 15-day fast start, how to get your first course up and going, how to market, how all the guys have marketed the business successfully since they all started it at different points, how Kevin did it for 2 years on his own without any help, all the Facebook posts, all the memes, all the, you know, all the social proof. So Kevin's had hundreds and hundreds of testimonials over the years. He's now got all the Fat Method coaches. We all share the testimonial file. So every time we all get testimonials, we just drop it into a file,
yeah,
in the five car, and everybody's got everybody's testimonials. All my, I had to sell this course with American videos and American testimonials back in January. You can do it, but it's not easy.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I had the trust of my clients, so they went with it. But now I've got all my own testimonials that all the UK and Ireland coaches can use, and it's a more familiar accent and a familiar voice, and it's a little bit easier. There's a big support group. Eric Roof, Kevin Volusi in America, Eric was one of the original founders at MPE back in the day, one of the copywriting geniuses in the fitness industry. It's Kevin's program. He founded it and trademarked it. So obviously he's passionate about it and supports all the Fat Method coaches. So between us all, there's a lot of experience going into it to make sure that it every licensee that takes a license in their area succeeds.
So, nice. So yeah. If you've got your own kind of formula already, and you're looking at this as an add-on, how does somebody kind of make it, should they make it separate to their current business? Let's say, like you say, it's an online, it can be done online training, Zoom accountability and all that extra stuff online. Should they separate it from the business, or should it be just a combined one? This is my business, but this is an online version of it.
I'll tell you exactly what I've done if I can answer that question. So for me, it's a standalone business. It's got its own website. It's got its own Facebook pages, Facebook groups. I sell it to my clients as an upsell. So if you were to buy the Fat Method at the minute, it's £399. My clients get it for £199. Okay, so they get it at a £200 discount. So we always have a couple of clients in that program. But the majority of the clients that are doing it are coming from outside of the gym, but the gym clients have access to it. And it might be that they only sell it for 99 or 50, doesn't matter. But my clients get access to it, but they understand it's a separate business. All right. I've got some clients doing the Fat Method who've never been around our gym leads marketing before. They've seen the Fat Method testimonials and they've bought into the Fat Method, but now they're coming into the gym to do the 3 strength training sessions a week. So we've already had people join the gym off the back of the Fat Method. So that's another tick in the box. We've now got gym clients from the standalone business, which is attached to the gym, but not. So, and we've got some guys delivering it purely as an online business. It was smashing it out of the park from the online workouts they get given, and they're turning it into just an online business on their own. So if you haven't got a nutrition program in your gym or a weight loss program, it's a great tool to attach to your gym. Some people are using it just as their front-end offer. Come in for 8 weeks. Come and do 3 sessions a week in the gym. Come and do this weight loss program. Like you, we're not a weight loss gym. We're not a result transformation gym. We're about community and support and, you know, getting people to love exercise. So this isn't hugely... You won't see anything Fat Method on my Body Mark personal training page, yeah, because it doesn't go with the values of the gym. But what it goes with is the impact it creates for the clients doing it, and that's what I love, because it's huge. A lot of my ladies are doing it, have saying things like, I'm back in control of food for the first time as an adult. Yeah, food's not controlling me, I'm controlling the food through what you've taught me in the last 8 weeks. So it's powerful. So you can use that depending on where your business sits and the values and ethos of you as a business. And that's what's powerful about this. You can use it in different ways.
Nice. So like you said, it can almost be like the accelerator, which we talked about earlier. You have your main program that you run all the time, but then they can just purchase the add-on of the 8 weeks. So there's one part that is confusing me a tiny bit. So you're selling this as a separate thing, but then they can come into the sessions to train. How do you kind of still keep them separate if they're only coming into the sessions for the training, but yet you have your own program with all your other stuff? How do you kind of like not blend them into each other where even clients start getting confused and mixed up?
It works. It's seamless. We're on 5 months of doing this now. There's never been an issue. The Fat Method clients come in and train alongside the personal training clients. There's no difference. They've paid £399 for the program, so they paid full price for it for the 8 weeks. They're only getting 3 sessions, so everyone else gets access to one-to-one, semi-private, and team training in our gym. Whereas Fat Method people are only getting 3 sessions. Three, either 2 semis in one team or three of each, depending on what they want to do. They get their separate Facebook group for posting questions and answers and you know, us chatting to them through the week. And then they get a Monday night live Zoom call at 8 o'clock every Monday night with me. So it's taught they're separate, but we want them to feel part of the gym because ultimately at the end of the 8 weeks, I want them to join us.
Okay, so the answer kind of there really makes sense, is they're only allowed access to select sessions, whether that be like a 4:30 and a 6:30 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and that's all they have access to, whereas your regular clients get access to all the sessions.
Yeah, they can come, they can book into any session. We give them access to our booking system, so they can book into any session they want through the day. We run 50-minute sessions on the hour every hour, 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. So they can book in whatever they want, but they'll only get 3 credits to use each week on the program. So
no, that makes so sense. Okay, so just one more then, if somebody was thinking about it, but then it doesn't go with kind of like their ethos and their beliefs, but they really like the concept. How does somebody change their mindset around, I don't teach fasting, but this is a fasting program? Should they be pulling bits out of it and putting their own in, or does that just kind of destroy the whole concept of the fat method?
Yes and no. So fasting isn't something that's hugely talked about or popular in modern society, but it's hugely impactful for everyone that does it. My client, some of the clients from the gym that have done this, we've tried to have them tracking macros, we've tried to have them counting calories, and they just for whatever reason couldn't do it. Yeah, when you're asking someone to do the fat method, you're taking away all the complications they'll ever have when it comes to food. And the results that your clients will get will outweigh any doubts or negative thoughts you'd have about this program. Because ultimately, it's not about you, it's about the client that's paying you the money. And if you're getting people results that they've tried for years to get, or you're getting people off pain medication for the first time in years, as we've had, they do have arthritis, the autophagy, the cell regeneration when fasting occurs. She's reducing medication for the first time for a long time. When the lady who's done every single diet under the sun has lost 2.5 stone on the 8-week program and has now lost another 2 stone in the last 12 weeks since she's finished it on the maintenance plan, because it's a maintenance program afterwards. When you see and speak to these people who go through the program, you won't want to change it. Do you want to create impact for your clients? Whether I'm coaching a business, a fitness business owner, whether I'm coaching a client on the gym floor, when I'm taking someone through the fat method, I want to create impact on that individual so everybody around them feels that result of that impact. Fitter, healthier, happier person. Yeah, better business owner, happier mum, happier wife, happier dad, happier father. Yeah, that is called impact, and that's what I coach on. So the people who can't track and have struggled tracking macros and counting calories and getting 120 grams of protein, you know, a couple of times a day, this is what's right for them. And this is what can create a huge impact for them as an individual and for you as a business, because you're going to get powerful testimonials and you're going to pull in more clients from them testimonials. And once nice. They're in your atmosphere, you then teach them your values and ethos about fitness. That's nice. What it's about.
It kind of sounds like a game changer for those who are kind of really need the extra income, or they need that extra guidance. Like you say, the business in the box, they come in, they have access to all these testimonials from everybody, all the marketing support and help, the sales presentations, the websites, the delivery of the program. And like you said, you say it's £399 for 8 weeks. That's what you're charging as well.
Yeah. So yeah, right now at the minute it's £399. And you can pay in installments as well. You charge a little bit more, but the basic premise is £399. And we are playing with things. I've got a few ideas on how to make this a little bit more accessible for those that are financially restricted, through to having a 16-week program for those that want the 8 weeks and another 8 weeks accountability and support to maximize results. So we're looking at having sort of almost like a 3-tier fat method system. That's me. The other fat method coaches in the UK and Ireland, it's up to them what they do. All we ask for is that it doesn't drop below a certain ceiling on the price. You as an individual license holder, if you take a license, which at the minute is £295 a month for the fat method license, at £295 a month, it's your business. We give you the tools, we give you the business in the box, and then we help and guide you and support you for 12 months to make it a success. We also offer a money-back guarantee. So if you don't make that £295 back in the first month of your first course, if you follow the advice and everything that we told you to do, we give you that money back.
So you're telling me if I join, I just need two people to sign up every 8 weeks to be in profit?
Exactly. And like I say, we're hitting about £18,000 now since the start of the year on this. We haven't really tried. So, you know, it's we're not saying we haven't tried. We have tried. We've tried a lot. But what we haven't done is loads of paid adverts. We haven't come to someone like yourself and said, right, I need some adverts for this year. You know, we're doing it all through organic marketing. So
nice.
Just recently started doing some Facebook ads that are pushing people into a free group where we then
So before we share about how people can reach out and learn more about the FAT method, let me ask you one more question. Is there any questions you think I haven't asked about business growth, about lead generation, about running successful business for, like you say, 18 years? Is there anything I should have asked that people should really know about?
No, listen, I have been saying relentless consistency. If you're relentlessly consistent in your approach to your business, you'll be fine. I know when that doesn't happen and you let the ball drop, it can blow up in your face. And that happened to me last year on a business venture that I did. But when you bring the approach that I bring to my personal training business, the FAT method, my business coaching, when you're relentlessly consistent in the approach, you can do great things and have great impact on your clients. So, and also people forget to do the basics these days, David. You know, I follow up at a minimum of 12 times with every lead that comes through my system. Minimum of 12 times. Follow up. The follow-up's there. So the gold's under your feet, and sometimes you forget. So follow up everybody that asks you for help until they tell you they're not interested anymore. And the minute you're speaking to them, make sure you're asking them to bring a friend and refer a friend to them, because there's other people that need your help as well.
Nice.
Don't be embarrassed to ask for, David, do you know anyone that wants my help? Is there anyone you could bring with you, or is there anyone in your so-called circle that would benefit from this as well? Because that is such an easy thing to do, and it's such an underused tool in the fitness industry because people don't like to ask.
No, it makes total sense. And like you say, if you're too scared to ask, put posters up, put it in your emails, put it in places where your clients are going to see. So if you're not confident enough to ask yet, there's visual things that are kind of telling them to refer a friend and you'll get this or that and so on. Okay, so enough. How can people learn more about the FAT method? Should they reach out to you as a website? How does people learn more about it?
Yeah, fatmethoduk.com is the website we would send you to if you were looking at becoming a client of the FAT method. And I'd love people to go and visit that so they get a little bit more information about it. So
what was that again?
Fatmethoduk.com. And if they want to reach out to me personally, email address is Barry with an IE, Barry@BarryMarkFitness.com. So Barry@BarryMarkFitness.com. And I'm happy to share my mobile number with anyone that wants it as well. It's 07825-447-636. So, but first point of call, go and check the website out. Go and look at some of the success stories. Have a look at the testimonials that you're getting from our clients. There's a Facebook group for fitness professionals. It's the FAT Method UK and Ireland Fitness Professionals group. Feel free to have a look at that. But reach out to me, and we're here to help you build your own FAT Method license with an area-exclusive postcode, which are pretty large areas. They're not streets. They're not kilometres. They're huge, huge areas to market. And you can organically market the FAT Method however you want, David, by the way. It's up to you how you organically market when you become a license holder. If you're doing paid ads, we give you the area exclusive postcodes. But organic marketing is entirely up to you how you do it. So the only restriction is if you're doing paid ads, we just say, right, that's your area, that's yours, so we don't cross over each other.
Nice. That makes total sense. Barry, I appreciate you coming on first thing this morning and sharing not only just like the FAT method, but all the other things that we talked about, retention and additional ways to generate revenue streams and all that kind of things. If anybody is watching and you want to reach out, just find Barry on Facebook. I think that's how we became friends.
I don't know,
a long time ago.
Look up Barry Mark and you'll find us on there.
Cool. Barry, appreciate you coming on. We'll probably get you on further down the line to learn a little bit more about the FAT method, how people have been using it, how it's been helping people grow their business as well.
That's great. Appreciate you having me on this morning, David. Take care.
No worries. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hey, just want to say a big thank you for sticking around to the end of this week's episode. As a big thank you, head over to thefitproportal.com/free and we'll give you a load of additional guides, social media, Facebook ads, email scripts and so much more to really help you start generating leads, making more sales and growing your fitness business. I'll see you all next time.